Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them. And they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it and gave it to them, and said, "Take it. This is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them. And they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
On this day where we celebrate the most holy body and blood of Christ, I think it's appropriate, because this is also our parish feast day, to talk just a little bit about what Eucharist is and how that relates to what we are. And the best way to understand Eucharist is to remember that it is not static. Eucharist is very much about motion and action and relationship. And it starts in our homes, where we begin to get ready to come together as church and break bread. And we come from each of our homes, each of our neighborhoods, each of our communities, to form the living presence of Christ that is his body, the church. And when we gather together, we bring everything about ourselves. We bring those moments of great joy, those moments of profound love. We also bring our anxieties and our fears. We bring our egos sometimes. We also bring our pain and our grief and our doubt. We bring all of that here, all of us having these things in common, and we come together as the body of Christ to have a profound interaction with the living God. And part of that motion is we journey toward this table, the table of the Eucharist, our altar. And this whole prayer that we do is journeying toward and then being sent from the altar. And we come forward, both literally but also in spirit, and bring all of those things I already mentioned. We bring them because we know that in them we are frail and mortal. We bring them and we place them on the altar, never alone, but always with Christ. And we trust that God's healing love will take our ordinariness, symbolized by bread and wine, will take our ordinariness and transform it into the extraordinariness of God. And that as we come forward with everything that we bring and share in bread broken and cup poured out, we become what we consume. Not simply for ourselves, but for the building up of the body of Christ we call the church. And when we travel away from the altar as we leave church this day, we don't leave without a specific purpose, without a mission, to take what we've become and make it present in the world. To take the presence of Christ into our homes, take the presence of Christ into our schools, into our community, into the stores we visit, into our relationships with others, and allow that presence to transform the world. Now, you know as much as I do that there are times we are able to do that and do that quite well, but there are also times where we are very poor at it. And I'm speaking directly for myself. Those times where my own ego, my own bitterness, my own frustration sometimes take over. So it is necessary for me to come back again, to once again be strengthened and transformed. And sometimes I do it right, and sometimes I screw it up. So it's necessary for me to come back again. Which is why we continue to gather together. Because none of us are the fullness of Christ. We are just a part of the body. And we desire to continue to grow and to be transformed more and more into the presence of the living God who is Jesus Christ. So that we can in turn make that presence known to others.